Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That reporter, Fox reporter in that news report, I love how they do this. They, U.S. has more cases than anyone. Well, China lies. And they don't tell you that. And the U.S. is the third largest, most popular country, populous country in the world. So, of course, we have more cases because there's more of us. This is just one of the many ways the media, I mean, quite frankly, confuses the public. And they like to repeat this. We have the most cases. Yes, well, we're the third largest country by population in the world. I would expect that. The first largest country in the world is China. And they just claim they don't have any cases. So I bet we've been saying this since the beginning. A better way to look at it is the rate per population. The worst in the world is actually Belgium, 837 deaths per million, then followed by the UK, 600 deaths per million, followed by Spain, 580 deaths per million. We, by the way, are seven times larger than Spain. So, of course, we have more cases and deaths. Italy, 557 is next. France after that with 433. Netherlands after that. And then the U.S., we are seventh. By the way, we have the largest, if you want to play this game and you're a reporter, you know, we have the largest number of flu cases, too. 40,905 this year. So you can play the game that way, too. Of course we do, because we have the highest population. So of those countries in the top 10 listed. But this is all to make it sound like Trump screwed up. And that's how they report it that way. It's so dishonest, it drives me crazy. But anyway, that news report, Lee, just absolutely jarred me. It obviously wasn't yours. It was the Fox reporter, but they're so dishonest. Anyway, moving on, really frustrating. But good economic news this morning, right?
Yes.
The downside is that as of yesterday, 43 million Americans were still unemployed, or at least had filed for unemployment benefits during the pandemic. However, I'm just gobsmacked. I mean, I am amazed that that employers managed to add 2.5 million jobs in May.
Yes.
I mean, that is stunning.
That's what happens when you allow businesses to operate.
Yes. Temporarily. Until we burn them down.
Well, there is that.
Yeah. So, this is, and here's the really good thing. We have had predictions of an unemployment rate in the range of, what, 20, over 20% for a long time now, including from the Trump administration.
Right.
And I said at the time, look, they don't actually think we're going to have a 20% unemployment rate. If they did, they'd say it'd be 25. I mean, because that's what they do.
Yeah, you always overestimate.
You always overestimate. It makes you look good. It's a political tactic.
Yeah.
And so I said at the time, you know, we're not going to have a 20% unemployment rate because that's what they're telling us we're going to have. But this has come in way below... what the Fed has estimated. We had several of the Feds actually saying it'd be in the 20% range. I mean, we actually have, this line, the U.S. unemployment, this is Fox Business. The U.S. unemployment rate dropped unexpectedly. It's always unexpected when it drops under a Republican. Dropped unexpectedly to 13.3% in May. So that's fantastic. That's nowhere in the range of 20, and it dropped instead of going up. And so you could say that, and a lot of people have predicted that June will be a bloodbath when we get the numbers, that was really supposed to be the month where we would see that rate hit 20%. But, Lee, if employers added a stunning, those are the words Fox Business Reporter used in this report, employers added a stunning 2.5 million jobs in May, the odds that we're going to hit that 20-plus percent unemployment in June when those numbers come out in August.
Far less likely.
Far less likely, yes. So it looks like while the unemployment rate, is still in Great Depression territory, it's not going to be as bad, it appears, as everybody thought.
Yeah. Now, a lot of it's going to depend, too, on where the reporting numbers of these COVID-19 infections go from here. There are some indications that some places are seeing an increase, others are not. I thought it was extremely interesting. There was so much made about, in Arkansas, where there was this, hundreds of people at this lakeside area. Everybody, there was no social distancing going on. Everybody's out there. And apparently the state of Arkansas is saying that there have been no reports of anybody catching COVID-19 from that experience. And that's been some 2 weeks ago, which the 14-day incubation period. That's not to say that there are not possibilities of there being other places, whether it is work-related or social activity-related, where there could be some folks who are infecting others on a mass scale, but we haven't seen that.
No, and it has only been 13 days, Lee, since the media went absolutely wild about that party in the Ozarks.
Oh, yeah.
Just shaming everybody. How could you be out there? What are you thinking? You're going to kill people. Blah, 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 blah. 13 days.
If the state of Arkansas is telling us the truth, then there have been no confirmed cases that have come out of that.
Yeah. And what is stunning is that the governors who have condemned protests and leaving your house or, God forbid, going to the seed section to buy seeds to plant a garden all marched this week with protesters and they did not socially distance. Yeah. So we've gone from the media savaging people for going to a pool party 13 days ago to cheering on the protesters and not caring if they socially distance, and also not caring if governors who shut down businesses were out marching with them.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, one of the most stunning images this week was Roy Cooper, North Carolina governor. And literally the same afternoon when he said, we cannot have the RNC convention in North Carolina because it's too much of a risk, social distancing, COVID. Literally left the governor's mansion and went marching with the protesters elbow to elbow with no social distancing.
Yeah, well, he denied one party what they wanted and gave the other party what they wanted, which that just so happened to be the party that he's a member of.
Right. And then you saw Gretchen Whitmer. I mean, that was stunning. I mean, you aren't allowed, unless you're her husband, to go out in a motorboat, right? Because you might catch the COVID.
Yeah.
Can't rent a house at the lake. Can't do that. Might catch the COVID, unless it's her house, in which case it's fine because there's been traffic seen at her house. She told everyone else they couldn't drive from their primary residence to their lake home. And you can't buy any seeds, can't do anything like that. But if Gretchen wants to go march with no social distancing, that's fine. After she condemned as murderers, potential murderers, the people protesting her lockdown, she goes out and marches less than 2 weeks later without social distancing. I mean, elbow to elbow, touching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Again, which, and by the way, the governor of Pennsylvania did the same thing after accusing protesters of wanting to murder people.
Right.
Governor Wolf marched with protesters.
Right, exactly.
After slamming business owners as cowardly and selfish for reopening.
Right.
So again, Lee, we've been saying this since the beginning, you and I both. These liberal governors don't fear COVID.
No.
Personally, they don't fear COVID.
No, not at all.
They don't believe their own rhetoric. And they have different standards for business owners they don't know and themselves. And that's because they're not scared of it, because they know this is just a political tool. It's not actually dangerous to them personally. So, I mean, yeah, there's absolute hypocrisy of this. It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's just insane. So we got that. Oh, I want to read this line. Economists, this is what we were talking about earlier, jumping back to the economy. And the good news we've just gotten, that a stunning 2.5 million jobs were created in May.
Yeah.
Created. Nobody expected that. Okay. Economists, is from Fox Business. Economists surveyed by Refinitiv expected the report to show that unemployment rose to 19.8% in May. Instead, it dropped to 13.3%. It actually went down a little bit. So fingers crossed we don't get to 20%.
Yeah.
So
looks like at this point we probably won't. But once again, what is going to be the impact of these, riots and looting in the municipal cities and, large municipal areas where you've got businesses that are destroyed?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. We'll We'll see what that adds up to. Kind of hard to create jobs when your business is on fire, but hey, if you don't manage to, they'll blame Trump, right?
Of course, because it doesn't matter what happens or doesn't happen, it's Trump's fault.
Exactly.
Whether it happens or it doesn't happen, it's his fault.
Exactly. Yeah. And anything good that happens is not
because of
him. It's usually it's because of Obama.
Yes, exactly.
But, you know, I wonder, did Obama create those 2.5 million jobs?
You know, don't give him any ideas. They'll probably,
you're right. Good point.
Probably be the next Democrat talking points that we get from Speaker Pelosi.
Right. Because remember, it was actually Obama's policies,
right,
belatedly.
Yeah.
That caused the growth in wages and the boom in jobs.
Some 3.5 years later.
Right. But then it was Trump's fault when we lost all the jobs.
Right.
So now that we're gaining jobs, I don't know. It's probably Obama. It's probably Obama did it probably somehow. I don't know.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, bear with me. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line has crashed. I'm bringing it back up. Actually, the whole computer system went down. If you've noticed, I'm not really reading from the text line. That's why I apologize for that. All right. Remember the phase where if you were a celebrated virologist, top of your field, Stanford professor, virologist, doctor, and you put out a video saying, hey, you know, those WHO stats, they might not be right. You would have had that video yanked. That came straight from the CEO of YouTube. We can't have that. But I'm an expert in my field, and your censors aren't even doctors. Doesn't matter. Had to believe the WHO. Well, we now find out from, of all places, the Associated Press, that the WHO actively covered up for China's lies during the coronavirus. That's a problem. Because, see, the reason 43 million people filed for unemployment during the coronavirus scam was because the WHO said that it would cause a 3.4% death rate. That's massive. That's like 2.2 million Americans. They were going to die. And you were not allowed to believe anything else. I want you to remember that. You were not allowed. And even if you were a vaunted virologist, celebrated in your field, utterly apolitical in your public life, and you merely questioned, hey, that number seems a little high, bam, there went your video. If the WHO didn't say it, wasn't real. Now we find out from, of all places, the Associated Press that the WHO actively covered up for China's lies. What was the primary lie that started all this? It was the 3.4% forecast death rate. A massive lie. Absolutely massive. 3.4. Turned out closer to 0.4 overall. And again, for those under 50, 50 and under, it's 0.05. Half the death rate of the seasonal flu. For those 50 to 64, I can't say this enough times. According to the CDC, as of right now, it'll go down more, by the way. It's 0.26. Slightly under a severe flu season. Not 3.4. Not even close. Where did the 3.4 number come from? Do you know? Do you remember?
I don't know, but it was scary.
Well, it came from the WHO. Yes, that's what led to all these economic shutdowns. But where did it come from? The Chinese. Came from the Chinese. It was based entirely on their stats. And now we find out for the Associated Press that the WHO this week knew that much of what the Chinese was telling them, both in the beginning when they said no human-to-human transmission, and then later the stats, was a lie. They passed it on anyway. See, folks, this is the just danger of internet censorship. It is, it's chilling. So here's what happened, and it happened in two phases. This was the Chinese lie. The first phase was the phase in which it was deliberately allowed to spread. How did that happen? We now know that Taiwan told the WHO at the end of December about this disease, and that they knew, had confirmed in their labs, that it had human-to-human transmission. The WHO, in a tweet mid-January, was still denying that. We know for a fact they knew. What was the purpose of that? Give it time to spread. Got to get it out there. Got to move it around. Remember what the Chinese were doing during that period. They were banning travel within China to keep it from spreading there while allowing the flights out of China to make sure it spread to the world. In fact, they even remember pressured countries that shut the flights down. No, take them, racist. So the WHO, we find out now, covered for China long enough to get the virus into circulation for a full 2 weeks, covered for them, knowing darn well it transmitted human to human, but tweeting otherwise. Then they reversed course once the world was seeded with the virus, using only Chinese stats, in other words, lies. They told us it had a 3.4% death rate, a massive death rate. That'd kill a couple million Americans. The panic began. Now, knowing that and going back and knowing that if you weren't repeating the WHO's lie, which essentially is just propaganda from China, you'd have your video yanked off YouTube. There were great videos done by virologists who knew exactly what they were talking about with years of experience and great credentials from Oxford and Stanford, and places like that, from Israel. Statisticians who know how to read this data and break it down, who absolutely nailed what the death rate actually was and would be early on, beginning of March, end of February. They were censored and banned. So we're seeing this now. They're trying it now. This is how dangerous censorship is. It started off with Alex Jones. Remember Alex Jones? He's a little crazy, man. And Alex Jones can be a little nuts at times. Nobody cared, so they let it. And now they let it roll. And now they're censoring doctors who weren't even political. The cost was 43 million jobs. A massive, massive cost. That is the cost of censorship. And now we're seeing this going on. They don't want the story told. Did you see this today? Elon Musk flips out on Jeff Bezos. Former New York Times reporter Alex Berenson, who, by the way, got this right, too. You follow his Twitter account? He didn't even have a medical degree, and he was able to figure out the death rate or approximately where it would come in. So was I. I just have a journalism degree. Wasn't hard if you listen to the right people. They made a lot of sense. That's why they were censored. So Alex Berenson writes a Kindle book, Unpublished Truths About COVID-19 and Lockdowns. It gets banned off of Amazon. Couldn't buy it. Well, Elon Musk goes berserk in a tweet on Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon. saying it's time to break up Amazon after this book is censored. And as of right now, it's back up. So literally, you have to have high-profile people with a big following like Elon Musk get the truth back up. What about the rest of us? The doctor with a clinic out of New York who just wants his video with the truth up. Who will stand up for them? And the answer, folks, is if we lose this election, no one. Ever again.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's so hard to decide, Lee. It's so hard. Such a big decision.
What, paper or plastic?
No, this is even harder than that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Lindsey Graham and his committee trying to decide, God, do we want, after finding out that the whole, you know, Trump-Russia scam was fake, do we want to interview more Obama-era officials and leftover Obama-era officials who ran this scam? Do we want to bring them in? Do we want to bring Robert Mueller in? God, it's so hard. Do we?
I love the reaction from Democrats. Why are the subpoenas focusing on former Obama administration officials?
Because that's who did it! Gosh, I mean, you idiots. You've got to be kidding me. How stupid do you think we are?
Well, I guess I already know the answer to that question. You think we're pretty darn stupid. And quite honestly, many in this country, well, I won't say stupid, many in this country are completely uninformed and do not want to be informed.
No, they don't.
They do not care.
No, they don't care. And you can add Lindsey Graham to that list. After interviewing Rod Rosenstein, we've played the audio from that. It's chilling. Basically, we found out there was never any evidence of Russia collusion ever. They knew it and launched the investigation anyway. Wow, dude. There were a lot of people involved in that. You want to call them in? God, we don't know. We don't know. So they debated it for 2 hours. 2 hours. Yesterday. And then Lindsey Graham's Senate Judiciary Committee, which he chairs, on Thursday postponed the vote to authorize subpoenas for 53 Obama-era officials. Now, you should know, Lindsey has been promising to interview said individuals and get to the bottom of this, because somebody should, for a year and a half, which she did not do, right? So on Thursday, after interviewing 2 hours of debate, and they postponed the vote to authorize the subpoenas for 53 more. When will they maybe have a vote on that? Thursday. Next Thursday. What is the significance, by the way, of next Thursday? It's very significant for Lindsey Graham.
That would be 2 days after the South Carolina primary.
2 days after. 2 days after the primary. Yeah. Do you ever see Cinderella? You know how, like, the pumpkin, the coach turns into a pumpkin at midnight?
Right.
Yeah. Lindsey Graham is going to turn back into a pumpkin on June 9th. Or Democrat in his case, which is what he'll be on the 10th and the 11th. So Lindsey had a problem. See, because remember, he promised this. And remember, Maria Bartiromo lost it on him. Lindsey, you come on the show for a year and a half and told me you're going to hold these interviews. And you never have. You have not even subpoenaed a single person. Not one with this Trump thing. You're going to do it. And she kicked his butt on television. He got a lot of flack for that, right? And he knows, I mean, his Republican primary is on the 9th. That's who he's got to fool. So he holds the one hearing, right? One hearing. And then says, well, you know what? We'll vote on whether to do more. Next week. When's that? After my primary. See, because after the primary, he can do whatever he wants. I mean, he knows he's not going to lose. in the general, right? I mean, he's got all those Democrats going to vote for him. They love him. They don't want him holding hearings. In fact, it hurts him electorally to hold hearings in this state. So all he's got to do is wait till the 11th. So they actually spent, are you ready for this? 2 hours debating. After a 2-hour debate on the matter, committee chairman Lindsey Graham said the panel will schedule a vote and more debate for next Thursday. Godly, it's so hard. Do we want to get to the bottom of the biggest scandal in U.S. history that, you know, makes Watergate look like child's play? I don't know. I'll just decide after my primary when I can go back to protecting the deep state. I mean, after I'm elected, you'll love it. Lindsey said, quote, "I think it's best to carry it over so we can talk. This is an important issue." Because you want to be really, really sure that you want to get to the bottom of it. They're not really, really sure. You know, maybe we just leave it alone. I mean, maybe we just say, hey, you know, the FBI falsified evidence, including faking an email. They lied to the FISA court, perjured themselves, that kind of thing. They knew the whole time there was no evidence against Trump. They essentially framed him in Carter Page, too. Do we really want to get to the bottom of this?
I guess you could just say some people did something.
Yeah, some people did something.
And the immortal words of Ilhan Omar.
Yeah. Here's the thing, folks. Let me tell you what. Those 53 subpoenas, they're not coming. They're not. You know what Lindsey Graham will do after that election? He's going to stop going on those shows. He doesn't have to anymore. It's embarrassing for him anyway. He only stopped going on those shows, started going on those shows, Sean Hannity, Maria Bartiromo, you know, screaming and pounding the desk and demanding Trump be defended because he's got a primary coming up. Well, after Tuesday, I mean, he's not, you know, assuming he didn't lose or something. After Tuesday, he's done.
I got to hand it to Maria Bartiromo. I wish they'd move her from the Business Network to the real Fox News channel. Because she goes after it.
And she's really smart, too, and
yes,
super
fair.
Yes,
she is very good.
She asks hard questions of both sides.
Exactly, which is exactly what a real news organization does.
See, this is her. This is why Lindsey had to hold a hearing at all. He's been lying to us for a year and a half that he was going to hold these hearings and then just never did. And Maria finally lost it. Here's the audio. This is why he had to hold the, get this leak, one hearing.
I've got to tell you, though, I mean, we've been talking about this now for 3 years. And when I first came on the scene and said, look, this is a coup to take down Donald Trump, I got slammed. Everybody yeah. out there was just going on this, you know, Russia collusion right. witch hunt, which was ridiculous. And you told me repeatedly over the last couple of years, as I continued to bring this evidence forth, in February of 2019, you said, I'm going to subpoena Rosenstein, Yates, Strzok, mm-hmm. Comey. Mm-hmm. In July of 19, you said, I'm right. vowing to do a deep dive. In August right. 19, you said, we will make sure this never happens again. September right. 22nd, 2019, you came on this show. You said, we're ready to start calling people. October 29, I'm going to call Horowitz and subpoena. November yeah. 19, I'm going to call Horowitz after the findings. You are the only one with subpoena power right now in the Republican Party. We need yeah. you to call these individuals down to testify as witnesses. People want you to move on this, yeah. Senator. Yeah. Are you going to do it?
Yeah, but I've told you, and I'll tell you again, I'm not going to interfere in an ongoing criminal matter. This is a rule of law.
No, actually, no, he didn't say that. That's new. It was his new excuse. Well, she kicked his butt so hard that he had to hold a hearing. I'm telling you, if I had to bet, Lee, this is going to be the only one that's ever held in his committee anyway.
Oh, boy.
And that's the problem, because he's the one with the jurisdiction.
Yeah.
So I can't wait for the new Lindsey Graham. Remember the one who was just constantly needling Trump every day, telling us the FBI was awesome, that we had to believe them, that Mueller was great? That guy's going to be back next week if he wins. And I just don't see anybody out there who can stop him, has the money to do it. And that's a shame. So there you go. But we at least got to one hearing. I mean, it was pretty explosive.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's jump on the line with Pat in Union. Hey, Pat.
Hey. My husband got laid off with everybody else. And they sent us a card to go to unemployment. We could not activate the card. We are not online at my house. And beautiful McMaster closed the libraries. We couldn't even get an appointment to get to the library to sign up for our unemployment. So I called Vince. Vince says, call everybody you can and complain. I called and left a message with Lindsey Graham, Tim Scott, and then I called McMaster. Tim Scott called me back, but I called McMaster, and I got an answer right away. And within 30 minutes, she had our money in our account. And I told her, I said, tell McMaster to open up the library so he can go in and look for a job. He won't do it, would not do it. I did, within a few hours, got a call back from Tim Scott. Lindsey Graham never called me. Not one word from him.
Did you get the form letter, or you didn't even get that?
No form letter at all.
Well, Pat, you know, if you want to blow off some steam, you I mean, there is an election on Tuesday. You can go vote for one of Lindsey Graham's opponents. I plan to.
Oh, I plan to a long time ago.
Yeah.
I don't care if his name is Stalin. I'm going to vote for him before I vote for Lindsey Graham.
Going to be interesting to see how many other people feel that way. Unfortunately, Pat, I think all that most people know, unless they listen you know, to this radio station in South Carolina about Lindsey Graham, is that he's the awesome guy who's on Fox every night demanding somebody get to the bottom of Lindsey, you know, to get to the bottom of all this stuff done to Trump. Unfortunately, what they don't know is the guy who has the most power in Congress right now to get to the bottom of it, because it's his jurisdiction,
is
him. And he has brilliantly played that.
Well, I called the president's number, and I told him I want Lindsey Graham's job. I was learned when I was 7 how to write my name.
Well, maybe somebody else will have Lindsey Graham's job, Pat, after, excuse me about the phone in the back. My phone has been flipping out this morning. Everything in here is going nuts. Let me kill this. I'm sorry. Everything in here is going nuts today, from the computer to the phone. It's crashing and jumping all around. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, you have a chance to show Lindsey Graham how you feel on Tuesday. Unfortunately, most of the state, I think, still thinks he's working for them. And it's going to be fun, and I can't wait to document it. He'll likely win on Tuesday. And again, the general election's not till the fall, but he's not worried about that. I mean, what a South Carolinian's going to do, elect a Democrat? So you're going to see that the old Lindsey Graham, he'll be back by Thursday, and that's why he's postponed the vote on any more hearings on the deep state till Thursday, because he can just go ahead and deep six those. After the vote. In fact, he can do whatever he wants. And what you're going to see, starting probably next week after the election, you're going to see him on, when he's on television. He is not going to be sitting there with Sean Hannity assuring us all that we should do something about the deep state. He's going to be going after Trump in much the way you see Romney going after Trump. He's going to revert to the old John McCain style, and you'll have to put up with that for the next 6 years. And it'll probably shock you. You'll probably wonder, what's up with Lindsey? He won the primary? So, enjoy the new and improved Lindsey Graham for a couple more days. It won't last much longer. All right. Let's jump back to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Sorry about all these crazy black background noise here. Texter writes, does the police backing down from rioters remind you, I shouldn't read that. Texter writes, if Lindsey Graham happens to win and then he stopped investigating, can someone investigate him on why he stopped investigating? Sure. Won't happen, though. Texter writes, if what you're saying is true about Lindsey Graham, which it probably is, we will have to wait until Chuck Grassley takes back the Senate Judiciary Committee in November. Yeah, and wait, and wait, and wait, and wait, and wait, and wait. Texter writes, everyone vote for LaPierre in the primary. Another texter writes, Graham is really avoiding investigating himself. I'd drag my feet, too. Well, we know McCain was knee-deep in getting that dossier to the FBI. What role Lindsey played, I don't know, although I suspect we would get to the bottom of it if Lindsey continued investigating. Texter writes, it's so dang obvious that Lindsey Graham is part of the deep state, and he probably spent a lot of time... I can't read that either. Texter writes, so let's make a concerted effort to primary this jerk out of office. Well, I hope you will. The vote's on Tuesday, and if nothing else, it'll just feel good to press that button for somebody who isn't Lindsey. Form of therapy, if you will. Have a great weekend.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.